As an entrepreneur, you really must perform, be extremely productive if you want to make the profits that you want. I'm super excited on this episode. We are going to dive into your internal game and figure out how can you 10x your productivity. But first, let's bring in the show.
This is the Entrepreneur Underdog. Business secrets to help doubted entrepreneurs triumph. The Underdog Entrepreneur is where we use fast-acting shortcuts to help underdog entrepreneurs make more money, have a bigger impact, and live a better lifestyle so that they can prove their haters wrong. And now, your host, Roy Red. Roy Red.
Yo, what up, everybody? We are back. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Underdog, where we help people, entrepreneurs, business owners, create strategic ways to get more clients, close more clients, and get more follow-up business. You already know who I am. I'm your boy, Roy Red, five-time best-selling author, internationally recognized speaker, and your host of this show. Today, I am super excited. We have Darren Kid, not to be mixed up with Darren the Kid, who's going to teach us how to increase profits by increasing performance and productivity, which is some of my favorite stuff to talk about, learning new ways to really lock in. Darren, how you doing, man?
Doing awesome. How are you?
I can't complain. You are on a doubleheader today. I was excited for this interview, excited for all of them, but really excited to talk to you. For the few people who don't know who you are, who are you? What do you do? And what inspired you to get into this work?
All right. Well, first of all, thanks so much, Roy. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to your audience, and congratulations on, you know, all the great things that you've done and are doing. And so who am I? You know, that's a long story, but I'm gonna give you the real short version. It was 25 years ago that my wife and I, we were, you know, bankrupt, and we had our car repossessed, and I walked in our bedroom and I closed the door and walked over to the closet, and I'm dragging out this big Coca-Cola plastic piggy bank. And I told my oldest daughter, hey, look, put your change in that little piggy bank and someday we'll go to Disney World. Yeah. Well, my dad passed away over a decade ago saying someday we'll go do this and someday we'll go do that. Mm-hmm. And that's when I learned that someday leads to a town called nowhere. And so here I am dragging that out into the floor, going through the change just to get milk and eggs and maybe some bread and peanut butter. And mm-hmm. she walks in seeing me take her money for Disney. And that was the day where I said, I've had it, walked into the other room, wrote on the wall, I will until. And that was a pivotal point for my life. And I went out over the next 20 some years and have been blessed to, you know, have franchises and traditional business. I was in the network marketing space for 28 years mm-hmm. and been very blessed to do some great things. and so now I want to be the person that I wish I would have had 30 years ago to help them shorten that learning curve and compress time frames.
Yeah. Now, I'm glad you jumped right into your story, because we talk a lot about the mindset and how to get through struggle. And in that time, when you're going through that, you know, it's easy to talk about it now when you've already triumphed. But what pulled you through that? What mindset? What was the tangible, tactical stuff that got you to just keep pushing?
Yeah, that's a great question, because if you would have told me back then, hey, Darren, look, it's awesome that you can't feed your kids, you can't support your wife, you can't keep a job, you're bankrupt, they repossess your car, you're on depression medicine because you feel like you have no hope, this is awesome, I wouldn't have taken it too well. Yeah. But looking back, it was one of the best things that ever happened to me, because it's not the easy times that make us grow. You know, we don't grow in easy times. Yeah. And so you can use it as a stumbling block or a building block. So my mindset, what changed that day was it went from I want to I will. Yeah. And when you know why you are doing something, it's not the money. You have to put an emotional attachment to the money. Yeah. So once I realized, hey, listen, I want a better life for my family. I believe we deserve more. And I refuse to live the rest of my life like this. That why helped me stay strong enough, long enough to get to the other side. You know, first come the reasons, then come the results. Reasons, reasons reap results or rewards.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was watching The Selection. It's about the Navy SEALs where they go to budge training. And in budge training, that's the number one thing they talk about is you need a why. You need a reason. So how can some of, you know, someone who's young and just trying to push through have these big goals, but maybe don't have a why behind it or don't know their why? How can they learn that and connect with that so that they can first start with mindset, and then we'll get into some action and skill set stuff in a minute?
Yeah, so I know we have a lot of young entrepreneurs that, you know, are watching this. And I will tell you, my childhood was not great from a standpoint of I had OCD at the age of five. You know, I was worrying all the time and I got bullied starting in third grade, and I was insecure. And, you know, then that turned into me starting to kickbox and fighting all the time and, you know, street fights and in the ring and all this craziness. And I wish I would have known how to think back then. So my recommendation to each and every one of you, no matter where you are in your business or your life, if you've ever felt unmotivated or burned out, that's not the case. It's lack of clarity. Clarity gives you focus, and focus gives you energy.
Yeah.
So really think about if you could write the perfect day, the perfect week, the perfect month in your life, what would that look like? Because anything we ever achieve and win, we achieve and win in our head first. If you can't envision it, then you can't bring it to reality. You know, the late, great Bob Proctor said, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. So think about, what do you really enjoy? What do you love? If money, time, resources were unlimited, what would you want to do? Who would you want to help? Where would you want to travel? And when you start turning on that dream machine, then that gives you that clarity, gives you focus, and that focus gives you energy to go out and take your life to the next level.
Yeah. You know, that's huge. Actually, came into your world and heard about you on the Serve Your Master podcast. And, you know, I love that podcast because we have a lot of people who are learning how to get clients, how to convert clients, and how to get follow-up business so that they can leave their 9-to-5. And can you speak towards that? Maybe did you ever have a 9-to-5, and how did you transition? Or if you didn't, how would you recommend someone to transition so they can start to build that business, that dream? Like you said, first step is to imagine it. If you can imagine it, you can hold it. What would you recommend for them to do next?
Well, what I would recommend is, first of all, you get clarity on what you really want. Like, what are you passionate about? Then while you're working on your job full time, it's like the, you know, Jim Rohn said, look, work on your job full time, work on your fortune part time. And a mentor of mine told me many years ago when I was bankrupt and all those things were happening, he goes, Darren, there's one person at the scene of every accident, and that's you. Like, at some point in time, Les Brown says you had an appointment to be where you are right now. So to get something different, you have to do something different. And Darren, you don't make what you want, you make what you are. So if you want to make more, you have to become more. And I was, you know, to be honest with you, Roy, I was very intimidated. I'm like, man, they must come from big cities. They must have a college education. I have a lack of education. I live in a small town. They must be in a big city. They must have a lot of resources. We're completely, you know, at that financially challenged. But when they go, can you get a little bit better today than you were yesterday? Mm-hmm. And for the first time, I'm like, you know what? I can actually do that.
Yeah.
I can read 10 pages out of a good book a day. I can listen to 15 minutes of an audio a day, listen to a podcast like this. Mm-hmm. Well, we think that's not that big a deal, but it's the penny a day and doubling it for 30 days. Yeah. So in 1 month, you read a book. Most people don't read a book a year, but in 10 years, you've read 100.
Yeah.
And most people hadn't read 10. So to get something different than the masses, we have to do something different than the masses. So start working on you. People go, Darren, what's the best investment I can possibly make? Is it crypto, real estate, stocks? The number one investment you can make is you, because you take you with you everywhere you go. And my goal back then, I go, you know what? I never want to be in this situation again, because I worked at a paint warehouse. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to work my way up in the company. That's not what happened. They sold the company for millions of dollars. We all got laid off.
Yeah.
Then I went as a sales rep in the gift and furniture industry. I wasn't good, but I made up in numbers what I lacked in skill. highest increase in sales in the entire Southeast. And they started cutting my territory and they started taking my key accounts. And so that's when I go, you know what? I never want to be at the mercy of anyone else again. I want to become so valuable because we get paid based on the value that we bring to the marketplace that anyone in the world will do anything to pay me to work with them. And so that's my recommendation. Start working on you, the same version of you, the same thinking and behaviors that got us to where we are. They're not the same thoughts and behaviors that get you to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you got the book behind you. I will until. I love that statement because it's so short. It's three words, but it's like, you know, it's easy to be confident after you have the proof. Like Hormozy says, you know, you get confident from the proof, but how do you lock in and get confident before that? And I think that embodies it. I will until. So what inspired you? Give us a little more what inspired you to write the book. And you know, anyone who's thinking, I will what until? What does that mean? And how can we get some value from that?
Yeah. So when I went that day that I was going through my daughter's piggy bank and going, God, how could I get this low to where I'm taking money out of my child's bank? Mm-hmm. And it was a turning point. Sometimes it has to hurt bad enough. Yeah. And it's like a farmer that was on his porch in a rocking chair and a neighbor's walking by and he goes, hey, mister, your dog, I can see he's under the porch and he's laying on a nail. And the old farmer said, hey, don't worry about it. When it hurts bad enough, he'll move. Yeah. So at that point, it hurt bad enough. At that point, my reasons started, you know, we can have success or make excuses, but we can't have both. So when you have that clarity, when you start working on you, and then what happened was I needed to make sure that I had goals for every area of my life, you know, whether it's physical, spiritual, my family. So I recommend thinking about what do you want your life to look like in all of those areas. And then start working on your daily habits and rituals, because at first we create them, then they create us. So for me, what I had to do, because you're not going to feel like it 99% of the time if you're like every other human being that I've ever worked with and talked to. But when the reasons are strong enough, what does feeling like it have to do with it? You do the activity, you focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Because your obsessions eventually become your possessions, good or bad. You focus on where you want to go, not where you've been. Don't look back unless you want to go that way. And what you focus on grows. What you focus on, you attract. It becomes a magnet. What you think about, speak about, you bring about. And then I had to create things in my day, habit stack. Like, for example, you don't have to believe what I believe. You don't have to do what I do. But I have all these little daily habits and rituals. When I get up in the morning, I don't look at social media right away. Yeah. I don't look at the news. I immediately put on a message, whether it's Rick Warren, whether it's T.D. Jakes, whether it's whoever that I'm listening to at the time. Yeah. And then I'm drinking 20 ounces of water. And I've got a devotion app that I listen to on audio on the way to the coffee shop. Yeah, I get up at 5:15. And then when I get to my office, I went from purpose development to personal development. Mm-hmm. That I'm working on me, growing daily. We're either growing or declining. Maintaining is a myth. We're either green and growing or ripe and rotten. Yeah. And then I have a success environment. So Roy, what I do is I have to have your external world is a mirror of your internal world. Yeah. So for me, you can't see it right now, but in my office, I have a stand-up desk because I know that we don't change your life unless we change your energy. Yeah. When we sit down, we cut off half our energy. So I stand. I've got a success environment set up. I've got affirmations. I've got goals, pictures of my family. I've got screensavers on my computer, my phone, because we check our phone and average. The latest report I saw was 344 times a day. Yeah. So your subconscious mind is always recording. I got a 65-inch TV playing behind me, you know, behind this computer with luxury homes and places we want to travel. Yeah. And so I've got I got playlists of music that motivate me. Mm-hmm. And what happens when I kick my day off the right way, when I have my reasons and my why around me, because we're most of the time not going to feel like working and pushing forward and through the emotional roller coaster, but that helps you stay strong enough, long enough. Yeah. Then at the end of the day, knowing that we marinate on what we read, listen to, think about right before we go to bed for 6 to 8 hours, I do something similar. I'll listen to personal development. So that cushion or that sandwich of positivity throughout my day. So work on you, have clarity, create little daily habits and rituals, and then start tracking and measuring what you do. I track everything from, you know, my water, because I know performance measures, performance improves. So it's all these little 1% things, Roy, that people go, well, that's not going to make me rich. Yeah. That's going to take my business to the next level. No, not today. You can't change your life overnight, but you can change the direction of your life overnight.
That's huge. There's something you said. You said your obsessions become your possessions. And I was like, yo, that really hit me. But let's get tactical. Let's get tangible. What are some habits we can actually do? And, you know, maybe get into how we can generate more leads after we got the mindset down. We got the habits down. We're waking up early. The word that's coming to me based on your habits is immersion. Seems like you're immersed in things that are only going to help you grow and oil your engine. What's some tangible things we can do to grow and move forward?
Okay, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. So one, what I would do is figure out how you start your day, because they say within the first 3 minutes of your day, if you engage in negativity and you're not, like for me, it's gratitude, because it's hard. You can't have anxiety and fear when you're grateful. And then when I'm kicking off my day, fueling my mind and my body with water and the right, you know, I do the intermittent fasting, but then when I eat, focusing on fueling my body with the right foods, I'll be 50 in March and I feel better than I did in my 20s.
Yeah.
But then what happens, and remind me to talk about planning your day, but what I'll do is throughout the day, I use the Pomodoro method. I know that we only have 24 hours in the day. We have a bucket of energy, and it's not just having a to-do list, it's having a not to-do list.
Yeah.
It's saying no to the wrong things that are not going to lead you in the direction of your goals. It's focusing on the high payoff activities. Yeah. So every 25 minutes, I'm using the Pomodoro method, because studies show that after 10 minutes, our attention span peaks and starts to decline. So a student in Italy used the tomato timer, and every 25 minutes took a 5 minute break. So I do that in 2 hours. I've taken 4 5 minute breaks. My attention span peaks 4 different times. So I'm staying at my optimal level. And then during the 5 minutes, I do 20 push-ups. I do 10 air squats. I stretch, calf raises. You know, I get all kinds of things that I drink water and I track it. So I am keeping my attention, my focus, everything at the top level, so I get the most done during the day. Now, what I would recommend is always plan your day the day before it starts.
Yeah.
What are the 3 to 5, not 50 to-dos, what are the 3 to 5 things, and you do not put them down unless you get them done. So it forces you to prioritize. These are the 3 to 5 things I get done. Everything else is on a future to-do list. So that way you go to bed, your mind is empty, you can sleep better, your subconscious works on those things. The next day you have a plan, you're being intentional, you're being proactive. And then those high payoff activities, what are the things that are going to get you toward your goal? So if you're looking to get more clients, more customers, was it prospecting? Is it following up? Is it connecting? Like, what are the most important things, and you're focusing on those things. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. Go more into that Pomodoro, because I'm just curious. The first thing I thought was, does the 5 minutes knock you off track? And then is it harder to get back on track? What's your experience with that? And kind of break that down a little bit.
Yeah, so if you look at the research, because I did the same thing. I started using the Pomodoro. And then what I would do is, as soon as it would ding, I just used it to track how many 25 sessions I could get done in a day. And it's almost like a race. It's like you're competing against the clock. So it forces you to laser focus on that task. But then I was doing more research, and they're like, no, don't fall into the trap of thinking it's going to take you off track. It's you taking that break, hydrating, you taking that break and getting if your body's moving, your brain is grooving.
Yeah.
So when I do those push-ups, do the squats, do the stretching, do the calf raises, you know, maybe it's sunlight exposure, maybe it's some breathing with a breathing app or whatever it may be, then what you find, you're more, when you go back, it's like you just got injected with, you know, premium fuel, right? You're like a Chihuahua jacked up on Red Bull, and you get even more done. And then you know, oh my goodness, 25 minutes, and it goes by so fast. And so I have probably 10x my productivity, making sure I'm intentional about planning my day, focusing on high payoff activities, the leading indicators that get me to where I want to be.
Yeah.
Saying no to all the things that take me off track, making sure, again, the stand-up desk. I thought, well, I probably want to stand up like 30 minutes. Yeah. Some days I'm in my office 10, 12 hours. Never sit, you know? And so it just energizes you to do all those things. And your energy, your life does not change unless you change your energy. If you go to a Tony Robbins event, he's got you freaking doing some type of Olympic, this crazy workout. Every few minutes you're bouncing around. Why is that? He understands you're going to retain it more. You're going to get more out of it. And so I just brought that into my daily life. And not only, and you think, hey, how's 20 pushups going to change your body? Well, a lot of times before I go to the gym, I normally go to the gym like 3:34. I've done 200 pushups.
Yeah.
I've done 100 squats. I've stretched multiple times. I've got some dumbbells. I've got massage blocks. Like I got all these things that I incorporate throughout my day that just keep me at my peak performance.
Yeah. It's something you said. What'd you say? You said, if you want to change your life, change your energy. And it's funny because I had this conversation with my dad a couple years ago when, I had all the entrepreneur success already, spent too much money, lost a lot, was trying to just get back on the horse. And I was like, Pops, I'm fatigued. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs are fatigued. And, Dan Sullivan, one of my mentors, is like, you got to have free days. And there's so many ways to not be fatigued. So I ask you, Darren, how do we get more energy so that we can change our lives?
Well, again, it comes to clarity and what you really want.
Yeah.
And being intentional. And I had a billionaire mentor. I spoke at an event here 2 or 3 weeks ago in California with Dr. Fab Mancini, John Asaroff from The Secret, David Meltzer, that they did the movie Jerry Maguire after the organization he worked with. I'm like, there's some powerful people. And through speaking at all these different events and networking with people that have made a lot of money, you will find not those people, but there's a lot of people that I meet that they're off balance. They spent the first part of their life sacrificing their health, trying to gain wealth. Then once they get the wealth, guess what? They're spending the wealth the second part of their life trying to get back their health.
Yeah.
So what I do is I'm being intentional on, hey, look, I'm fueling my body 80, 90% of the time with the right stuff. I am being very intentional about moving throughout the day, taking movement breaks, being intentional about having date night with my wife. We've been married 30 years, right? Being intentional about my relationships with my kids. So when and getting sleep, I used to think, hey, you know what? I'll sleep when I'm dead. Well, you're going to be dead a whole lot sooner if you don't get your, you are a lot more effective when you take care of the only body that you're ever going to get.
Yeah. I was the same way. It's crazy. It's like you're really preaching to me, and I learned this stuff recently and changed a lot. And even though I was able to have some success, you got to be healthy. You got to do things the right way. All right, Darren, I'm going to ask you 4 questions. We're going to go into the red zone. Questions that I just love to ask entrepreneurs that I find everyone likes the answers to. Number 1 is, what is your favorite quote and why?
Oh my goodness. And
you've got 100.
I do. There's so many great quotes. I'll tell you the first thing that just came to my mind was an affirmation that I learned from a billionaire. And he here's what it is. He said, "The world is conspiring to do me good." And because what you think about, you speak about, you bring about. And when you focus on, man, blessings are coming my way. I'm blessed and highly favored. The world is conspiring to do me good. I'm a magnet for greatness. When you think the right thoughts, it attracts the right things to you. But I'm known for one-liners. I have so many quotes. For productivity, it could be, it's not how much we do, it's the effectiveness of what we do. Peter Drucker.
Yeah, man. What's your favorite book or a book that changed your life at a pivotal time in your life and why?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I mean, there's always the Think and Grow Rich, the Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Yeah. Probably the one that, and it's interesting because the billionaire that was a mentor of mine for years that had 40 companies in 60 countries, he's the one that John Maxwell started, Paul J. Meyer. Mm-hmm. And he had one goal setting program that sold $600 million. And he told me one time, he's like, here's the crazy thing, Darren, all my stuff came from the Bible. Yeah. He's like, look at that. So because of my faith, that's the most important book to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Glad believer. Okay. So this question, I know where it's going, but I'm going to ask you to not pick Jesus. But if you could have dinner with anyone who's ever lived in history, who would it be and what would you ask him?
Oh my goodness, man, you're hitting us with the deep stuff right off the bat. You know what? Just because of, I was just talking about him, you know, I was mentored for many years, but if he was still living, I would love to have dinner with Paul J. Meyer one more time because of how much I've learned from what he taught me since then.
Yeah.
And I would have so many more questions now.
Yeah, because you can ask better questions when you have more knowledge.
Yep, that's quality of our life is determined by the quality of questions we ask ourselves.
Yeah, that's huge. All right, if you were able to talk to an 18-year-old Darren, and you walked up to him and say, DK, this is what you need to know to accelerate and avoid the things that you went through, what would you tell him?
Here's what I would say. Be very careful what you put in the most powerful supercomputer ever created, which is your mind.
Yeah.
So not only do you know, be careful what you read, what you listen to, and your associations. You cannot outwork your environment and your associations. So you show me your closest circle, I will show you your future. Your associations are like an elevator. They lift you up or they bring you down. So ask yourself, what are my associations doing to me or what are they doing for me? And be very intentional about all those things, what you read, what you listen to, and who you let in your space because you catch what you're close to.
Yeah, that's huge. Darren, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Is there anything that I should have asked you that that people maybe should know, maybe just like a one golden nugget that they could take from you as they're watching?
I would just say, don't give up. You never know when you're one connection, one book, one training, one opportunity away from an entirely different life. And a lot of times it is darkest before it's light, and you may be struggling in that emotional roller coaster. I remember having suicidal thoughts as a teenager and not knowing how to handle life and thinking, is it ever going to get better? And those times, we think that failure is an enemy. Yeah. Failure and obstacles are great teachers. They're your best friends because it's not the easy times that make us grow. We don't grow in easy times, and there is no elevation. Obstacles lead to elevation. So no matter what you're going through, continue to push forward, focus forward, have the right people in your life, do the things that we talked about, and I promise you, you can create the life of your dreams.
Man, there it is. Darren, thank you so much for coming on. Tell everyone where they could come into your world. Where can they find you? Where can they grab your book and just soak in everything you got?
Absolutely. Listen, you can go to iwillluntil.com. And if you go to iwillluntil.com, you can purchase the book. You can click on my speaking page if you know of any organizations or companies that are looking to speak at an event or, you know, train their people or work with the CEO. All that information is right there on the site. But I just love helping people. And I believe we can have it all if we do the right things. And my goal is to impact millions of people this year with this message, because I remember how I felt when I had no hope. And I want to help people, you know, work toward. And here's the thing, Roy, I'll leave you with this. I believe we're created in the image of our creator. We're created for success, and the world tries to program us for failure. Every day we're told more about our limitations and our possibilities, and we can have more, do more, and be more with our God-given potential, and we've only scratched the surface. So thank you for having me. Again, congratulations on all the amazing things that you're doing. It's been an honor to be your guest.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy doing these interviews. It's like the perfect people always come on and tell me what I need to hear. So you guys, I'm getting coached up too, and I needed that message. And thank you, Darren, for coming on. Thank you guys for watching live. Remember, this will be everywhere you consume. Make sure you share. Like, Darren gave us his time, so make sure you hit the like button. That's the least that you can do for him. Reach out, grab his book, get into his world, and take your life to another level. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoy making it for you. Till next time, peace.
This is the Entrepreneur Underdog. Business secrets to help doubted entrepreneurs triumph. The Underdog Entrepreneur is where we use fast-acting shortcuts to help underdog entrepreneurs make more money, have a bigger impact, and live a better lifestyle so that they can prove their haters wrong. And now, your host, Roy Redd.